The Gospel reading, Luke chapter 5, verses 1 to 11.
Praise and glory to God.
One day, Jesus was standing by the Lake of Gennesaret with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the son of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on you will catch men." So they pulled up their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise to Christ, the word. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Now, I'm not too familiar with boats. Well, I'm not a boatie, let's put it that way. But I know a bit about boats because I regulated boats in New Zealand and in Switzerland. I drafted the rules and I communicated the responsibilities to people who asked advice for what they had to do. So I was advisor to the government on boating issues and maritime safety. I just wonder what would have happened if I were an advisor to Jesus at that time. The first question I would have asked was whether it is safe to use that boat that he was proposing to go out on to teach the people. Is the master experienced? Well, it seems that Simon was experienced, but anywhere apart from New Zealand, nowadays you need a boating license, and it seems that Simon didn't have that. I would have looked around the vessel and asked whether there are sufficient personal flotation devices, commonly known as life jackets, on board. I probably would have been disappointed, and at that point I may have realized that this was a fishing vessel. So it's a commercial vessel, and a whole lot of other string of regulations kick in at that point. Maybe I would have asked for the latest survey report, or maybe the maritime operator safety certificate. I'm not sure whether Simon could have furnished those. Maybe I would have asked for the qualifications of the master of the vessel. Simon might have been experienced, but he probably didn't have the right training. If I had asked for the logbook of the vessel, if Simon had furnished it, I would have noticed that Simon was on duty for the whole night. So clearly he had fatigue issues, and with fatigue issues he can't possibly go out to sea. So I would have concluded that Simon and the vessel did not meet safety requirements. I would have strongly advised Jesus not to risk his safety by boarding this vessel, which clearly is a safety hazard, and a master that hasn't fully qualified. Luckily, I was not there, and Jesus did not have my advice. He assessed the situation and did what was required. So at first, Jesus asked Simon to go out from the shore so that he could use the boat as a speaking platform to teach the people. And for Simon, that was a reasonable request to follow. But once the teaching finished, Jesus had a quite unreasonable request. "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch," he said. Maybe it was just that Simon took Jesus' command a bit too literally. After all, the words of Jesus could be understood more spiritually. Maybe Jesus was asking Simon to listen more attentively by going down into the deep water so that he could get the true meaning of Jesus' message. Maybe little or no action was required by Simon, and Jesus just invited Simon to a deeper understanding. After all, we today so often understand Jesus' words not as requiring any action or change on our part, but rather as an interesting idea or recommendation that might heighten our self-awareness or our self-worth. But it is clear that Jesus asked Simon for a particular action at this particular place. It was not just a metaphor. Now, it would be foolish to elevate this to a common law, so to say, for all people, stating that the way of Jesus requires all to literally get in a boat and cast our net in more or less deep water. But for Simon, at that time, it was a particular command which could not be misunderstood. Nevertheless, Simon immediately questions the reasonableness of Jesus' command. After all, Simon has fished all night and caught nothing. He is an experienced fisherman. He knows that it is unlikely that they would catch any fish now. So it is quite unreasonable what Jesus is asking of him there, Simon concludes. And then Simon adds, "But because you say so, I will let down the nets. Not because it is the reasonable thing to do, but because Jesus says so." This simple act of obedience sets off a chain of events that would define Simon's life and that would set him on a new path. When he does what Jesus asks, the apparently impossible, or at least the exponentially unlikely, happens. That quantity of fish just does not end up in nets. So this could not happen to him, Simon, here and now. It was beyond his wildest professional dreams, and certainly not at this point when he had just experienced failure. And so Simon makes the connection. He knows that this was not just a coincidence. He, as a fisherman, knows that. I wonder whether we also have made that experience when what others may regard as just a particularly unusual set of circumstances we know is in fact the result of our trust in Jesus. Even if at that point we had little faith that much would come out of doing what Jesus asks us to do. Through the fish, Simon realizes who Jesus is and who he, Simon, is. And so he says, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." Now, Jesus seems to acknowledge that Simon has got it right in recognizing who he, Jesus, is. But the consequence of that is not to be afraid. It is not to be away from Jesus. It is not the separation between the sinful man and God with us. But the consequence is rather the invitation to follow Jesus, to become Jesus' disciple. Jesus tells Simon that from now on he will be catching people. Now Simon immediately recognizes that this does not mean throwing his physical nets over people and literally dragging them along the shores of the Sea of Galilee. I suspect that our pedantic questions of whether Jesus' words should be taken literally or more metaphorically are diversionary tactics from taking Jesus too seriously or following Jesus when it may get uncomfortable. Simon did not have the problem of knowing what Jesus meant. He did have his doubts whether it was reasonable to do what Jesus asked. Simon and the sons of Zebedee left their nets and followed. They became Jesus' disciples. Now, I think becoming Jesus' disciple does not always mean leaving a job, a livelihood, or profession. It may well do in some cases. In other cases, it would be a lack of responsibility to leave those things behind. But discipleship does mean leaving things behind at times. It does mean that there are certain ways we cannot follow, certain options that are not open to us. Being a disciple means following, learning from, listening to, and reflecting with a teacher. If we are disciples of Jesus, we ourselves are transformed and through that help to transform the world. Disciples take up the way of Jesus, letting their lives be shaped by the words and deeds of Jesus. They respond to the good news of Jesus and invite others to experience God's word in the world. Discipleship is not just trying out an interesting idea or worldview to see whether it satisfies us. No, it is an involvement that will change us, not something we can just leave or enjoy at will. Following Jesus is also not a decision we just stumble into and then somehow our way is set from then onwards. Rather, discipleship is the renewal of obedience and faith that draws us ever closer into Jesus. It is a continuing process and so gives our life a direction. Being a disciple surely also means joining in the great confessions of the early church, which we heard in Paul's letter to the Corinthians. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures. Christ was buried and was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. As disciples, this is not just a statement or a religious formula or it was just a long past event. Rather, it is a confession that what God did in Jesus Christ has importance for our own lives today.